Chapter 16, Section 1, to begin. I always start with the strategy cycle. To me, it doesn't matter whether I'm looking at nation states, industry, corporates, systems or even individuals, the strategy cycle applies. For completeness, I have repeated this cycle in Figure 198. See Figure 198, the strategy cycle. For more details. Our initial purpose for this LFP system is to help create leads for our client. That is what they need, and it is also how we will be measured and paid. We don't have to agree to the proposal, but if we choose to accept it, then our focus must start here. Of course, we have our own needs to survive, to make a profit, to have fun, which we could choose to map. In this case, I've chosen not to because this is a teaching aid and I want to keep it simple. We know we also have a why of movement question in the scenario. Do we build the entire system in-house or do we use elements of a public platform? Do we go here or there? Why? Before we can answer this, we need to understand the landscape a bit more. Fortunately, a map has been kindly provided by engineering along with the more common financial models. I do love a good spreadsheet. I've spent years of my life immersed in cash flows, GAAP, chart of accounts, options analysis, business models and all manner of delightful things. However, a word to the wise, put these to the back of your mind for the moment. The financials can often be skewed by a bias to the present. So, as tempting as it is to dive straight into the financials, start with the landscape. With the map provided, one immediate thing I'm going to note is that we have inertia against using the public platform space via both security and the systems group. I'm going to mark that onto the map in Figure 199 and cut out the superfluous in-house, public terms, as it should be obvious by now. See Figure 199, Adding Inertia. For more details. Now let us focus on that platform change, the shift from product to a more industrialized form, which in this case means utility. As noted many times before, we have a common economic pattern of co-evolution, i.e. as an act evolves we often see a corresponding co-evolution of practice. Let us concentrate here, remove all the other bits of the map and add in co-evolution. I've done this in Figure 200. See Figure 200, Co-evolution. For more details. By applying that basic pattern to our map, we can anticipate that as the world shifts towards more utility platforms, some newfangled practice, a sort of DevOps 2.0, will emerge. We don't know what those practices will be as they will emerge in the uncharted space. But we do know they will emerge shortly after the formation of utility platforms and that we will have inertia to this change. We also know that such changes tend to be rapid, the punctuated equilibrium, and we can also go a bit further in our prognostications, or as I prefer to call them, cowardly custard pronouncement of self-evident trends. The nodes on the maps represent stocks of capital. The lines represent flows of capital between stocks. With evolution from product to a more industrialized form, then we normally expect to see flows of capital away from the past industry into the more industrialized providers and, or new higher order systems and, or new practices. I've marked on these flows of capital and what to invest in what will become legacy onto Figure 201. See Figure 201, Flows of Capital. For more details. We describe these industrialized components along with the new higher order systems that they enable as the new industry. There will also be new practices, i.e. co-evolved, that will replace those past practices. The new higher order systems will themselves enable new needs. Technically, they expand the adjacent possible, the realm of new things we can do, which means new customers. The past ways stuck behind inertia barriers, increasingly devoid of capital, will die off. If this sounds familiar, then it should. This is what Joseph Schumpeter termed creative destruction. The question is, when will this happen? For that I turn to weak signals and examine those four conditions. Does the concept of utility platform exist? Is the technology there? Is it suitable and do we have the right attitude? See Figure 202. See Figure 202, Do the factors exist? For more details. In this case, Someone is providing such a platform, hence the concept and technology exist. We have services like AWS Lambda. In the scenario, there's obviously some sort of dissatisfaction with the current models, otherwise the client wouldn't be looking for a new way of doing things. The attitude seems to be there, maybe this platform space will help. But is it really suitable? I tend to use weak signals to help determine that, but you can also use the cheat sheet. When you examine an activity, it often has characteristics from more than one stage of evolution. For example, it might be strongly product and a little bit commodity, or vice versa. You can use this to help you refine your understanding of where something is by simply going through each characteristic and counting, is it more this or that? When discussing something about to evolve from one stage to another, then I'm looking for more of the evolved characteristics. In this LFP case, I'm looking for whether platform has more commodity characteristics. I've published a more advanced cheat sheet in figure 203, with each stage, I to 4, the terms used for different types of components, activities, practices, data and knowledge, plus the general characteristics. See figure 203, the cheat sheet, for more details. So, let us examine the platform space today in 2017. What we are focused on is a code execution environment, which in the product world is normally described as some form of platform stack, for example LAMP or .NET, or in the utility space where we have the emergence of systems such as Lambda. It's important to focus on the code execution environment, as unfortunately platform is one of those hand-wavy terms which gets used to mean any old tripe. See also ecosystem, innovation, disruption and almost anything in management that is popular. Don't get me started on this one, as I'm not a fan of the field I work in. I'm sure along with strategy consultants talking about earlobes for leadership, HBR, November 2011, then I suspect it wouldn't take me long to find a cacophony, the collective noun for a group of strategy consultants, of them talking about how a cup of tea is an innovative platform or some other load of dingo's kidneys. From the cheat sheet, comparing stage 3, product, and 4, commodity, I'll score up how many commodity characteristics exist for platform, ubiquity. Is the platform space rapidly increasing or widespread in the applicable market? I think it's fair to say that this is very widespread. It's not a case that you normally have to suggest to a developer that they consider using a platform to build something. They often have their favorite stack, whether it's LAMP or something else. We can give a tick for commodity here. 1-1. Certainty? Are we seeing a rapid increase in use, i.e. rapid diffusion in all companies, with platforms that are increasingly fit for purpose, or are they already commonly understood, just an expected norm? I think we can say most developers would be surprised to walk into a company that was excited about its platform rollout. They'd expect some sort of platform to exist. Strike 2 for commodity. 2 halves. Publication types. Are trade journals dominated by articles covering maintenance, operations, installation and comparison between competing forms of platforms with feature analysis, for example merits of one model over another? Or are trade journals mainly focused on use, with platforms becoming increasingly an accepted, almost invisible thing? If we go back to 2004, then journals were dominated by discussion on this platform or that platform, LAMP versus .NET and the best way to install. Today, this is much less and most of the discussion is about use. Strike 3 for commodity. 3/3. Market? When we examine the platform market, are we talking about a growing market with consolidation to a few competing but more accepted norms? Or are we talking about a mature, stabilized market with an accepted form? From my perspective, then the platform market seems mature and stable with an accepted form. .NET, Java, Node.js, LAMP, etc. Commodity wins. 4/4. Knowledge management? Are we mainly learning about how to operate a platform, starting to develop and verify metrics for performance, or is this field established, well known, understood and defined? In this case, platform probably wobbles on the side of product rather than commodity. Hence, product wins and it's now 4/5 for commodity. Market perception? Do we have increasing expectation of use of some form of platform, and is the field considered to be a domain of professionals, or are platforms now considered trivial, almost linear in operation and a formula to be applied? Though we are getting there, product still wins, and hence it's now 4 to commodity out of 6. 4/6. User perception? When it comes to platforms, are they increasingly common, and a developer would be disappointed if it was not used or available? Would there be a sense of feeling left behind if your company was not using a platform, or are they standard, expected, and there would be a feeling of shock if you went to a company that didn't use some form of standard platform, whether .NET, LAMP or other? I think I can probably say that commodity wins this one. It would be shocking to find a company that didn't use some form of platform approach, and it's that shock which tells you this is in the commodity space. 5/7. Perception in industry? Advantage in platform is now mainly seen through implementation and features, i.e. this platform is better than that platform, or platform is now considered a cost of doing business, it's accepted and there are specific defined models. It would be difficult to imagine a software house today that didn't view a platform as a cost of doing business, so whilst there's some wobble, I'd argue that commodity edges this. 6/8. Focus of value. Are platforms considered to be areas of high profitability per unit and a valuable model? Do we feel that we increasingly understand platforms and vendors are focused on exploiting them? Or are platforms more in the high volume space, considered known, often mass produced with reducing margin? Are platforms essentially an important but increasingly invisible component of something more complex? In this case, especially with provision of utility-like services, then commodity wins again. 7/9. Understanding? In the platform space, are we focused on education with a rapidly growing range of books and training combined with constant refinement of needs and measures? Or do we believe platforms and the concepts around them to be well-defined, almost stable, with established metrics and even respected certification programs? This is a tough one. I steer to the side of commodity but can easily see a case for it being still in product. 8/10. Comparison? Do we have competing models for platforms with feature difference? Are authors publishing some form of evidence-based support for comparison, i.e. why this platform is better than that because of this feature and why you should use them over not use them? Or are platforms just considered essential, an accepted norm, and any advantage is discussed in terms of operations, this is cheaper or faster than that? This is a tough one, but in this case, I'd edge towards product. We're not quite at the pure operational comparison. Product wins. 8/11. Failure modes. When it comes to a platform, is failure not tolerated? By this, I don't mean there is no failure. A distributed environment based upon principles of design for failure copes with failure all the time. But do we have an expectation that the entire platform system won't fail? Are we focused on constant improvement? Do we assume that the use of such a platform is the right model and there exists some resistance to changing it? Or have we gone beyond this? Are we now genuinely surprised if the platform itself fails? Is our focus on operational efficiency and not stopping the fires? Whilst there will be many companies with the homegrown platform effort and inevitable out-of-control fires, as an industry we've moved into the commodity space. 9/12. Market action? Is the platform space entrenched in market analysis and listening to customers? What shade of blue do you want that wheel to be? Or has it become more metric-driven and building what is needed? Commodity wins here, just. 10/13. Efficiency? When it comes to platforms, are we focused on reducing the cost of waste and learning what a platform is, or are we focused on mass production, volume operations and elimination of deviation? Again, especially since utility services such as Amazon Lambda now exist, then I'd argue commodity edges this. 11/14. Decision drivers? When making a choice over what platform to use, do we undertake a significant analysis and synthesis stage, gathering information from vendors and analysts on its suitability, or do we just pick the platform based upon previous experience? Tough one, But again, I view that commodity just edges this in the market overall, though some companies love their requests for tender. 12-15. Overall, we can safely say that the platform space is firmly in stage 4, commodity plus utility, in 2017. It's also fair to say that platform isn't quite yet the industrialized commodity that electricity, and there's a bit further to go. Hence, what do I know from my map and the basic patterns so far? Platform is moving into stage 4, an industrialized component, with provision of utility services. This will happen rapidly, a punctuated equilibrium, with such a shift, known as the war, normally taking 10 to 15 years. There will be a co-evolution of practice associated with this. Many companies will have inertia. Capital will flow into the more industrialized platform space, and those higher order systems built upon it, there is going to be lots of future opportunity here. Capital will also flow out of those spaces stuck behind inertia barriers, not exactly where you want to be. Or is it? At this point, we need to think about our purpose. My goals as a retiring CEO might be very different from the upstart warrior CEO. Let us assume I'm more Queen Boadicea than Victor Meldrew, and I want to fight for a bold future for my people rather than just giving up on the battle and exploiting where we are for my comfortable retirement. My cultural heritage is therefore more inclined to investing in the new space rather than just exploiting the legacy. This assumes I have a choice in the matter, and fortunately in 2017, I'm not yet in a position where I'm forced to exploit the legacy, as the change is only just starting in earnest. I'm a little late, but not that late. Woot. But, hang on, aren't I deciding here? I haven't gone through doctrine yet, and I'm already talking about how to play the game and where to attack. The strategy cycle is a cycle which you will loop around many times in coming to your decision. Each time you loop around, new information and biases form that will change your purpose, your view of the landscape, and ultimately your choice. This is all normal. It's not a rigid linear path. It's a guide. At this point, let us peek at those financial models.